I would do that now if my internet worked.
So, it recorded you saying that.
Oh, no.
That makes no sense to anyone. But we can't cut it out according to the rules, because the rules of this, which we have meant to say on Abu, is that we don't edit these at all.
We never edit them, except maybe to cut the end off.
Yes.
Occasionally.
Occasionally we cut the end off, and we do sometimes take out silences to cut it down to 5 minutes.
Yeah, but we never take out any of the content, because we feel you'd be missing out.
Exactly. Exactly. So, would you like to pick another topic for us to discuss?
I would, yes. Give me a minute.
We've got the topics written down on a piece of paper.
The topic in my hand.
Oh, the tension. And it is... Are you going to read it or not?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Roller coasters.
Roller coasters.
I thought I said roller courses. They're your T and E.
Roller coasters. You do roller coasters as well. Roller coasters. Do you like roller coasters, Ben?
Sort of. So- build up for that.
Well, yes. Have you been on many?
Not that many, surprisingly, no.
See, I haven't either. I
great
of,
topic there. Have you been on any roller coasters? No.
Oh dear. Have you been to Disneyland?
No.
You've never been to Disneyland?
I've never been to Disneyland, no.
Oh, right. See, now that's strange, because most people have. There's clearly something wrong with you then, if you've never been to Disneyland.
No, everyone else is strange.
Well, maybe. Have you been to theme parks?
Theme parks or amusement parks.
Not amusement.
Yeah. I use the term amusement very lightly sometimes.
We shall not use the Americanism, even though most of our listeners seem to be in America.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So, have you been to many? Have you Thorpe Park or Alton Towers?
I've been to a few, but I can't remember which ones.
I've never been to Alton Towers, which is strange. Most people have.
Yeah.
It should be nice. Although, I don't know about roller coasters, because I have been on a couple of big-ish ones. And... Mm. They're all right, but I don't know whether I thrive on it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't really. I'm sort of scared of heights, so that doesn't help.
Oh, are you right?
Mm.
See, now...
Well, it's not really scared of height. Obviously, I'm scared of falling.
Mm.
So that kind of sphere of heights almost, but I'm fine with flying, if you know what I mean.
Okay, right. So fear of heights, fear of falling. Roller coasters don't seem like a good...
Yeah, they're really kind of playing to my fears, really, those things.
But that can be a bit exhilarating, that you'll feel like you're on the edge of death, maybe.
Nah. Fear is designed to tell you to get the hell out of there, really. It's not really something you should go, yeah, just keep doing this. No.
I suppose it comes afterwards sometimes, or the whole kind of fight or flight, the adrenaline.
Yeah, but I mean, people get scared when they're about to be eaten. It's designed to tell them, you know, you're going to be eaten.
But it's
so either try and prevent yourself getting eaten, or just get eaten, just die.
But some people, because evolutionary, it's in us, we kind of, suddenly it kicks in and we suddenly have loads of energy and actually it can feel all right, maybe. I don't know.
Nature has an odd way of dealing with us, doesn't it? Yeah, you're about to be killed, but enjoy your last moment on Earth.
It is a bit odd like that.
That's basically it, yeah.
All the roller coasters, all the ones that I've enjoyed have been mainly inside, though. Like, there's a rock and roll...
Inside
roller coasters.
Have been tiny little things?
No, like big. They're big roller coasters, but they're inside.
Where is this giant building?
Disneyland!
Oh, that's a stupid place.
It's what was it? Rock and Roll Roller Coaster. But you know most roller coasters go up to height and then drop and then go...
Yeah.
Just like that. that's the visual, the audio.
That's the visual part of that, of our audio there.
Yes, exactly. This one started at a level and just went whoosh.
Whoosh.
From stationary.
Which
suddenly,
direction did it go whoosh?
Forward.
Just forwards.
Yes. Whoosh, and then went through the course and then came back. But I think maybe it was a weight underneath it or just a computer and it just suddenly, you know, 60 miles an hour. Like a very fast car.
Wow.
Which was fine. Nice. I was going to elaborate, but we're up to 5 minutes.
Aww.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.